And good morning once again. Beautiful start here in central Wisconsin at our downtown Wausau studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The time is 9:07. Plenty of sunshine. Temperature starting to rise now up to 35 degrees. Again, a bit of a chilly start, but things will warm up nicely as we get into the daytime hours. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Plus, again, you can join us by going to Facebook.com and X.com and go to the Bow Falls Radio page of each of those sites. We have a video stream, and you can join us there. You can make comments there, and you can be part of the show. And again, you can be part of the show as well with our call and text line, 715-382-9297. Again, 715-382-9297. A great way to get that number as well is to go to our video stream. It's part of a scroll at the bottom of the screen. So, again, we would love to have your voice be heard here on the program. And also important to have that number close by on Friday because, again, on Friday, we will give you a pair of opportunities to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Also, water park passes for four. Also, a $25 food certificate. So a really terrific prize package that we give away on Friday. So throughout the month of April and then through the entirety of May as well. So again, Friday morning, you'll have two chances to win. We'll ask for caller number, whatever it may be, at 715-382-9297. And whoever that caller is will be hooked up with that prize package, including the overnight stay at the Chula Vista, the water park passes, and the food certificate as well. So looking forward to that on Friday. Coming up later in this hour, we'll be talking about what's happening at the Grand Theater, scheduled to be joined by Sean Wright or one of the other terrific folks working for Sean at the Grand Theater. That is coming up in just a few minutes. Then tomorrow morning, first segment of the show at 8:06, we'll be talking to Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. And also tomorrow, make sure you join us at 8:34. It's Thursday. That means North Star knows, and it's been really terrific, and I've been learning a lot because, to be honest, I'm a bit of an idiot when it comes to a lot of those topics that North Star Restoration and North Star Builds talks about, but I'm learning a lot, and I hope you're learning a lot. And also, if you have a question based at anything that North Star Restoration or North Star Builds could be doing, whether it's, you know, building a new residence or dealing with water damage or fire damage or anything else that we talk about on our North Star Knows segment, you can send us questions. You can either go to the North Star Restoration Facebook page. You can go to our Bow Falls Radio page, send us a message. You can go to my Facebook or X page or Instagram page. Follow me on all those social media sites, and you can send a question that way as well. We'd love to have you be involved with some questions about either restoration services or building services or any of the other things, insurance that's involved when you have an issue at your home. So much to talk about, and we'll have another couple of segments, the last half hour, the 8 o'clock hour on Thursdays, North Star Knows, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And before we go any further, need to say hi, hello, and good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Hi, hello, and good morning, Chad.
Good to see you again. It's always good to have you here. As I told Bob when he was leaving, one of the hardest parts, and we were talking about, you know, radio and non-competes and all that stuff, one of the hardest things to do is to find people that you can trust. And I always know that you're going to be here, and you're going to do the job exceptionally well, and I appreciate that. And we're very, very fortunate here at Bow Falls Radio to have you on board. And I know that it's been terrific since you've joined us here. We moved here to this studio, and had the need for the producer engineer at the other side of the glass. And I think every time you've done a great job in terms of turning the microphone on at the right time. And at the end of the last hour, I went a little too late. That is on me.
That's okay. It was a good conversation.
But the thing was, you have this hard break at the end of the hour, and it's always like, and it's like probably in the middle of a word or something like that.
Yeah, it's all about the timing at the last.
I know.
And I
think my mind just was not working quite right. And I was looking at the clock. I knew the clock, but for some reason I was thinking 59 instead of 58:50. And I was like, oh, I looked. But nevertheless, thanks to Bob Look for joining us as he does the first hour of the show every other Wednesday. For yourself, Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. I know you're staying busy with the rehearsal process again. What show again are you a part of?
The show is called Anything Goes. It will take place at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, and Wausau campus, or did I just call it the
UWMC
Theater. We have two weekends of performances. We start on the 31st of May and the 1st and 2nd of June. And then we have a break for a couple of days, and then we come back next weekend, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You know, we don't see as many shows in the summertime. I think a lot of times the groups, especially the schools, obviously school is out for the summer.
Yeah.
But back when I was going to school at UWMC, which is now UWSP at Wausau, part of a independent theater group, and we would have summer shows. And, you know, the first summer we had really good crowds. And I think that there is an appetite when you get into the summertime that indeed, you're able to get out of the heat and come in and watch a show. And usually the shows are lighter fare. During the summertime, the idea is during the summer you have a little bit lighter fare, more of comedy and along those lines. And back when I was going to school there, we did Play It Again, Sam by Woody Allen, which is, again, one of my great thrills of my life. Got to play the lead in that one. And another factor in it, as our independent group, we did not charge admission.
And it was a free show.
We had free shows, and that went a long way towards it. And also back then, and I know that's something, it's one reason why I try to get these groups on the air, that, you know, give them the publicity, because back then it felt like there was more avenues to get publicity with the daily newspaper that was more active. They actually had a segment in the Herald back then on Thursdays, basically what to do. It's similar to what the City Pages does now, but at the same time, it just felt like we had opportunities to have a big feature in that with pictures. And then we also had an opportunity to have our director be on Channel 9 and Channel 7. So it's great to publicize that. But I do think there's opportunities for some of the groups to be able to have shows in the summer that would be attended at a pretty high level. And I think sometimes there's opportunities that are missed.
Well, Wausau Community Theater is not the only company doing a show this summer. There's Central Wisconsin Children's Theater has just wrapped up auditions and announced the cast list. And I don't know if they started rehearsals yet, but they will be getting ready to put on the Wizard of Oz.
Very good. That one of the shows you said that you want to be part of at some point in your life?
I wanted to be a part of this one, but the director told me that it was just for kids only. So,
but there's probably be another opportunity sometime.
Oh, I
and
certainly
thing,
hope so.
And the thing about it as well is you're such a fixture in some of these groups. When they're looking for suggestions, I imagine you're going to be saying that's one that we should do at some point.
Absolutely. And usually, if there's a show that doesn't have enough guys or doesn't have enough cast members, I'm usually one of the first people, directors, a call to say, hey, we're short on a couple of guys. Would you be willing to be a part of the show? And usually I'm like, well, if I'm not doing anything, absolutely. But
and
that should be like the go-to guy that they call when they're short.
Speaking of theatrical folks, I'm going to ask you to answer the door because I do see one Mr. Sean Wright, I believe, at the door. So we're going to have Ian. And the door is actually unlocked. I'm going to share something with you guys out there. Our front door is actually unlocked. But normally when you open the door, you turn the knob down. And if there's something wrong, and we're gonna get our building manager in to fix that. But in order to get in, you have to actually turn the doorknob up. So I saw you out there, and the door's actually open, Sean, right? And
I realize that.
But everybody that comes here, and because everybody normally when you open the door, you turn it down, you know, and you open it up. For some reason, it's not clicking that way. But if you turn it up, it opens up. So, but I'm gonna have our building guy when he comes in fix that up. But it's
it's like a test. You can go on the air if you can open the door.
And the thing is, I'm guessing you're probably thinking, oh, Chad doesn't see me. No, I saw you. There's a reflection in that window. So I'm just ignoring you.
Even better.
But I told you, go over there and answer the door. But Sean, good to see you again.
Yeah, glad to be here.
We only have about a minute before we go off on a break. But I saw, I think it was before, because 2 weeks ago, you weren't here. We had another substitute. It was fantastic, as always. But right before that, I think you had another, was it a mini marathon? Was that correct?
Yeah.
Where was this?
That was over in De Pere.
It looked like you did pretty well.
Yeah, it was a really great day, and temperature was great and everything.
Let me ask you a question. Maybe you don't even want to answer it.
Yes.
I see that, you know, you're part of the, you know, New York City Marathon.
Yeah.
How would you rate yourself in terms of quality marathoner? Because, you know, you have the ones that are at the top, okay? But basically, I think there's a lot of folks that are just marathon runners, and they get themselves. What level are you at?
Yeah, I am not a, you know, New York will be
and don't be
fourth.
Modest
I'm
here.
Not, I'm not a, you know, 50 times in 50 states or anything
but
like that.
But do you beat a lot of people?
You know, I finish. I tell you what, I've run New York twice, and both times I've made the cutoff to be in the New York Times print edition the next day.
That
in the
must be
where they list everybody's time. So,
that must be cool.
You know, I'm doing something right.
You get that paper pretty early. I bet that next day, right?
If you can find it, yes, you do.
Sean Wright with us. We're going to come back in just over a minute and talk to Sean about what's going on at the Grand Theater. It is 9:18, sunny skies. 35 degrees is the temperature. More to come. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. On Thursday, the Marathon High School baseball team travels to Wisconsin Rapids to take on the Assumption Royals. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. Marathon High School Baseball on Bull Falls Radio is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Industrial Finishing, Underwood Construction, The Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, The People State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, Twin Forest Products, The Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chiefs, Marathon City Sports Center, and Marathon Parts City. It's Marathon at Assumption in High School Baseball. Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, joined by the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau, the Wausau PAF, Sean Wright. the break should have been longer. I was enjoying talking baseball with you, and I know it was a rough weekend for everyone else. We loved last weekend, but you're a big Cardinal fan. The Bush and swept them.
The folks here in Wisconsin were happy. Those of us who bleed Cardinal red, not so much. But it's a long season. We just have to keep reminding ourselves that at some point the Cardinals will again hit home runs.
By the way, I don't think I've talked to you since the NCAAs. What was your overall take on North Carolina? I mean, you know, the expectations were high.
They were. You know, it was a disappointing end, and disappointing in the way it ended. It's one thing if you lose to UConn or Purdue and those, but to be up 7 over Alabama in that Sweet 16 game, have Clemson sitting there waiting in the Elite Eight. And yeah, it was a frustrating end. And then, of course, it was magnified in the triangle by NC State making their Cinderella run to the final.
But real fast, when NC State plays Duke in the Elite Eight, who does a North Carolina fan root for?
you root for the NCAA to come in and say that both teams have been disqualified and that Houston is going to advance to the Final Four. And I will say, truthfully, in that case, you rooted for NC State.
Only time
Carolina fans would root for NC State when they play Duke, and also because it's just such a crazy story.
I mean,
NC State was down. They were the 11th seed in the ACC tournament. So.
It took a banker against UVA
just to force overtime.
Exactly. Incredible. All right, enough sports talk. Yes. I got other people for the sports talk. We're here to talk about what's going on at the Grand Theater. And I know that it's so easy here to talk about to you because you've had so many successful shows. And I noticed even last night you had another big one.
Yeah, we had a great show last night with B-Twins, a really fun group, talented musicians on violin and ukulele, and really just a fun night because they reinvent songs that we all know and love, but do them in their unique style and format, and just a fun night. And we had it was part of our family series, so we were able to offer some low-priced tickets to families. We worked with the local orchestras, both CWSO youth orchestras, as well as some of the high school orchestras, to get some tickets in the hands of youth to come and enjoy the show. And so it was just really a fun night to get to see those artists, the B-Twins, they're on their way up. This is a big room for them. They don't usually play the 1,200 seaters, and so you could tell they were just so thrilled to be here and to have that opportunity.
Before we talk about what's coming up, I saw posting, I think it was yesterday when I was getting ready to look at what's going on at the Grand and National Volunteer Week, and I know that the experience for the patrons and everybody else is so enhanced because of the great volunteers you have, and that I thought that was cool that you kind of acknowledged that here this week.
Yeah, no, we absolutely couldn't do it without our volunteers. On most show nights, it takes anywhere from 22 to 30 volunteers to assist patrons and get them to their seats, take tickets, do everything that they do. We've got volunteers who bartend, we've got volunteers who work in the box office, and we are so fortunate to have a volunteer pool of a couple hundred really talented and dedicated individuals. And I was talking with somebody yesterday from the Overture Center who oversees their volunteer program, and they said, we're really fortunate at the Overture Center that I feel that almost all of our volunteers are here because they really, really love the organization and love what they do. And getting to see shows is a benefit, but it's not the reason they're here. And I said, yeah, we actually feel exactly the same way. It's nice to have, to have that as a benefit, but it's not the reason that they're there. So no, we absolutely could not do it without them.
So what's happening? What do people know about in terms of upcoming shows, especially those shows where if you're interested, you should be thinking about getting those tickets?
Yeah, we're really winding down that time of the year.
Man, it's gone fast.
It really has. It really has. And, tomorrow night we have our final 10x10 show of the year, Treya Lamb, who is a just really fascinating folk singer, kind of in the Ani DiFranco mold. And we will, as part of that, we will announce the first three shows, our first three confirmed shows of next year's 10x10 series, and open that up for subscription. And so, I would advise people if they've been to a 10x10 or they're wanting to come to a, or they're wanting to become a subscriber, there are limited tables that come open. Most of our subscribers mm-hmm. renew, but if you want those, you need to jump on our website and get your name in the hat, so to speak, so that you know, you can grab those. And then this weekend, really fun back-to-back tributes. Friday night is David Brighton's Space Oddity, of course, a tribute to David Bowie, and right. just a really he's. Now, David Brighton is just such a talent. Like, he really embodies the spirit and the sound of David Bowie. And then Saturday night, one of our promoter partners bringing in Eagle Mania, which is really, I think, one of the better Eagles tributes out there. And so, a busy sort of week ahead. And, you know, then we Central Wisconsin School of Ballet is in next weekend. And then we're kind of off and running into the month of May. Just as I said, only a handful of shows. The one show I do want to mention to folks, 38 Special, of course, had bus problems in Grand right. Forks, North Dakota, back right. in at the end of March. That show did get rescheduled for Sunday, May 19th. So we have some tickets left, but of course they're sort of going fast again. Now, we had some people who couldn't make the rescheduled date, and then some people who said, oh, it's not Easter weekend, I can make the rescheduled date. So people should jump on and grab those tickets as well.
Fantastic. Again, the best way to find out about where those tickets are and to buy those tickets.
Absolutely. To visit grandtheater.org.
And of course, as well, I know they like when they come by the ticket office as well. Absolutely. The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. Yes, come by and see us in downtown Wausau.
Again, Grand Theater, and again, E-R.
E-R. Yes, do not go to R-E.
I love reminding folks of that because that... It's a coin flip whether it's RE and ER for different groups.
It is, and I would say probably about 50% of the artists on their websites have the venue name RE, and it just drives me crazy.
I can imagine.
I could spend my day chasing that down or doing important things like trying to figure out how the Cardinals can score some more runs.
I hate driving you crazy at the end. I drove you crazy at the start with the Cards and then drive crazy with the RE and the ER.
That's
But Sean, appreciate the time as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
The time is 9:29. Coming up next, it's an information update, news, weather, and sports all coming up here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
The whole world's coming together now, babe. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Feel it in the
little baseball team takes on Oshkosh North in a doubleheader. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 3:50 and the first pitch at 4 p.m. Wausau West High School Baseball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West hosting Oshkosh North in a high school baseball doubleheader. Friday, starting with pregame show at 3:50 and the first pitch at 4 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Temperature continues to rise, 37 degrees under beautiful blue sunny skies here in downtown Wausau. Thanks again to Sean Wright for joining us. Really, and I know that you being part of the theater community knows the importance of what the Grand Theater does and what Sean Wright does, and he's just a cool guy, isn't he?
Absolutely, he is.
And again, I think that the success of what we have with the arts in the Wausau area, it involves everybody, you know, up and down, whether it's the Broadway type shows that come into the Grand. And that success, I think, gets people interested in being more involved, maybe in their local groups or even their high school groups or the youth groups. And it's really amazing. And I just shake my head at how many great opportunities there are for people that want to watch the theater or want to be part of the theater. And it's always great to hear about what's happening at the Grand Theater.
A theater is a gift, absolutely.
Absolutely, that is true. Sports-wise, not many gifts last night for either the Bucks or the Brewers. It was actually a kind of a rough night. On Sunday, it was no Giannis, no problem for the Milwaukee Bucks in game one of their Eastern Conference first-round series with the Indiana Pacers. No Giannis, big problem last night as Indiana played very well. The Pacers took over the home court advantage, winning at Pfizer Forum last night, 125-108. Pascal Siakam led the Pacers a monster night. Bucks had no answers for him. 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton had a double-double for the Pacers, 12 points and 12 rebounds. Damian Lillard had another big night for Milwaukee with 34 points. Brooke Lopez added 22. Chris Middleton, 15. Bobby Portis had a double-double, 14 points and 11 rebounds. But now, 1-1, heading to Indianapolis for two games. And that means the Bucks are going to have to find a way to win one of those two games on the road, because you don't want to come back to Milwaukee down 3-1. Best of seven, get to 4, you have to win. And, again, you're missing your best performer, the best player in the NBA, at least one of the top three players in the NBA at the very outside in Giannis. It's just difficult. And you have to worry when he comes back, if he is able to come back either Friday or Sunday, that there's going to be some rust. He hasn't played in a number of weeks, so there's also that possibility he won't be 100%. So it's looking a little bit bleak for the Bucks right now.
So I've been talking with my dad about this. So is it best 3 out of 5, or is it best 4 out of 7?
It is 4 out of 7. So,
4 out of 7,
yeah.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of room to maneuver, a little bit. But,
yeah, a little bit.
But you don't want to – I mean, you got to find one in Indian. You love to get game 3 because, boy, all of a sudden you're down 2-1, and then game 4 in Indianapolis as well on the weekend. So,
oh, yeah.
Last year the Bucks were in kind of the same situation. It was 1-1 heading to Miami. And the Bucks were not able to win either of the games in Miami, and then Miami closed out the series in Milwaukee. And right now the Bucks do not want to have a rerun of what happened last year in the first round of the playoffs. So Bucks and the Pacers 1-1 with game number 3 on Friday night in Indianapolis. And again, for the Bucks, they need to get Giannis back. Knock on wood, Giannis will be back on Friday. Also last night in the NBA playoffs, Minnesota takes a 2-0 lead over Phoenix. T-Wolves beat the Suns 105-93, and it was Dallas evening up their series with the LA Clippers, winning 96-93 in LA. Last night in Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, who had a 4-game winning streak, well, now they have lost 2 games in a row, and they lost a tight one yesterday, falling to the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 2-1. Again, another good pitching performance. Boy, the Brewers are getting really good pitching performances from guys I had never heard of before the last few weeks. Last night, it was an emergency starter, Tobias Myers. He was called up from the minors this week, went 5 innings, gave up just 1 run on 4 hits with 4 strikeouts. The Pirates scored in the first inning, added a run in the 6th. The Brewer run came from Gary Sanchez, who hit a home run in the 8th inning. So, Brewers now 14-8 on the season, still in first place in the NL Central. They will play again in Pittsburgh tonight. Try to get that stop the Pirates. Pirates came in losers of 6 games in a row prior to the start of this series. Now they've won 2 in a row. NHL playoffs last night. Rangers beat the Washington Capitals 4-3. New York now has a 2-1 lead. Actually, we have 2-none lead in that series. Florida has taken a 2-none lead over Tampa Bay. Panthers beat the Lightning in overtime last night by a score of 3-2. Colorado evened up their series with Winnipeg, winning 5-2. And Nashville evened up their series with Vancouver, winning 4-1 last night. High school. And I said it earlier. We had here on Bull Falls Radio yesterday, high school baseball, the Wausau West Warriors and the DC Everest Evergreens. It was not great conditions. It was not great conditions for the guy who was announcing the game. It was not great conditions for the folks watching in the bleachers. It was not great conditions for the players, but turned into an exciting game. It was a 1-1 game. Then DC Everest scored four times in the top of the fifth to take a 5-1 lead. Warriors came back. They scored a run in the bottom of the fifth to make it 5-2. Scored twice in the bottom of the sixth to close it to within one at 5-4. But in the end, the Evergreens earn a 5-4 win. So DC Everest now 2-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, 5-3 overall. Wausau West drops to 2-3 in the conference, and the Warriors are 2-6 overall. Also yesterday in the Valley in high school baseball, the Wausau East Lumberjacks. They went to Wisconsin Rapids and earned a 6-1 win, so a nice win on the road for East. It was Stevens Point rolling past Merrill, as Stevens Point remains undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. In fact, Stevens Point is going to be a handful for anybody in the Valley this year. But Stevens Point now 3-0 in the conference, defeating the Merrill Blue Jays 10-0 in five innings. Other baseball scores from yesterday. Non-conference game, Mosinee defeated Marshfield by a score of 7-2. It was Tomahawk falling to Lakeland 10-0. Rib Lake got past Abbotsford Colby 6-4. Also, a score that kind of caught my eye, 32-3. Baseball. You don't see baseball scores 32-3 very often. It was,
that's pretty high.
They did not call off the dogs. They kept on going around in around those bases. Pittsville with 32 runs defeated Tri-County 32-3. It was Wittenberg Burnhamwood defeating Rostolt by a score of 12-1. Also Stratford in the Merriwood South defeated Auburndale 9-6, and Edgar in a non-conference game defeated Amherst 14-8. Softball, DC Everest, a pitcher's duel. Addison Cluck, she is an outstanding performer for the DC Everest Evergreens in the circle, and she got Everest past Marshfield 1-0. Also in the Valley, it was Wisconsin Rapids defeating Wausau West 9-2. Wausau East fell to Stevens Point 23-3. Wittenberg Burnhamwood had their hitting shoes on. They knocked off Rostolt by a score of 23-6. It was Auburndale edging Stratford 6-5. New McCathick fell to Edgar by a score of 4-1 in the Merriwood South. Athens all over Phillips in the Merriwood North 21-3. Also in the Merriwood North, Shawamigan beat Prentice 26-8. It was Tomahawk defeating Rhinelander in the Great Northern by a score of 12-1. And girls soccer, Lakeland beat Northern Pines by a score of 3-1. Quick reminder that tomorrow we'll have the Marathon High School baseball team in action. The Marathon Red Raiders will take on the Assumption Royals. I will be at Wisconsin Rapids Winterfield, and that's one of my favorite places to do a game, because at Winterfield they have a press box that is way up high, right above basically home plate. Ooh. And you're able to see that ball. If it goes on the outside corner, you're able to see it on the outside corner, the inside corner. Up or down is kind of hard because we're way up high, but it's still going to be a lot of fun going to Winterfield tomorrow. We will have coverage of that one live right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. Yesterday, Marathon defeated Assumption by a score of 13-1. So Marathon is now in first place in the Merriwood Conference South Division. Red Raiders are 4-1 in conference, and Marathon is 8-2 overall. Very, very good baseball team, expecting a deep run in the postseason as well from the Marathon Red Raiders. So again, Marathon High School Baseball tomorrow, 4:35 airtime at Assumption, right here on Wausau. What is Bull Falls Radio?
The only local radio station that covers high school sports.
The only Wausau radio station.
Wausau,
locally,
yes.
There are some others, and we want to say salute those stations.
Yes.
Like Merrill Station does it, WJMT in Merrill. They cover Merrill High School sports. And there's a station over in Marshfield that covers high school sports. But here in Wausau, it's only Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
That's right.
And again, I just, you know, I'm not doing it to be mean to the folks down the street, but they had done it for like 40, 50 years. And then they said, nope, not going to do it anymore. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why they don't do it, because, again, I think it's something that is part of getting a license from the Federal Communications Commission. Mm-hmm. You have to be serving the public. And that means covering news, covering weather, keeping people informed when there's severe weather moving in, keeping people informed with the news that's going on. And that also means covering local events. And one of the local events that should be covered is local high school sports.
Exactly.
And again, I don't understand why they don't do it. I haven't asked them why they do it, but I think that maybe folks that are, you know, I think, you know, somebody that may be a Wausau East Lumberjack fan, they used to have their games on the radio all the time. And now they don't. And now where do you get the games? Once in a while you get a video stream, but otherwise you don't. So I think if you're somebody that's a Wausau East Lumberjack sports fan, maybe you should give a ring over to Midwest Communications. Say, why? Why don't you cover the Lumberjacks anymore? You did it for 50 years, then you stopped doing it. Why? I'm causing trouble here. Mm-hmm. I'm stirring the pot a little bit here. But I think that because I've had people say, well, we're doing as much as we possibly can. We can only do so much. And so we're doing our best to cover the Wausau West Warriors and Marathon and Newman. And the reason we do those three is not because we don't like Wausau East. It's because we'd always been doing those three schools. And we weren't going to drop one of our schools, because that would have been unfair, because the people that support the broadcast for Marathon West and Newman have been outstanding over the years. So, again, we do our best to cover them as much as possible. In fact, I wish we could do more. I wish we could have multiple games and all that stuff. But unfortunately, at this point, we're not able to do that, except for football. And on a football Friday night, we could have three games at the same time because of the alternate streams. So,
that's right.
So, again, we're very proud, and we really enjoy it. I love – even yesterday, where the weather was miserable, I still enjoyed doing it. It was just a miserable late afternoon, early evening weather-wise. But
the weather was a very unpredictable.
It was
sunny, and then the clouds came in, and then it rained for a little bit.
Then there was sunshine again.
And then it got sunny, and then the wind picked up. It's just, that's Wisconsin weather in a nutshell, basically. Like,
all right, we're
at once.
I'm going to make you be quiet for one moment, because I got to tell people here, because we're running out of time in this segment. Mm-hmm. Coming up in just over a minute, it's our daily history lesson and a chance for a record today.
You have
never done four in a row. This is a day where Ian can try to get four in a row right on our quiz for the number for the day. So that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Yes, a lover.
Hello, Wausau. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we're from the Wausau Business Show, which airs this Saturday again. They're letting us back on the air.
I can't believe it.
We'll see you Saturday morning, 8 to 9, on Bull Falls Radio, where we'll talk to the president of Wausau Tile, Jim Waldron, will join us. And Red Lobster news, Paul. What are we doing?
We're going to be taking a lobster bus to the nearest Red Lobster. 60 of us.
More information on wausaubusiness.com if you want to register for that bus tour, the lobster bus. Come join us. We're going to Red Lobster.
Yeah!
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. Today is April the 24th of 2024, day number 115 of this year. That means there are 251 days remaining in 2024. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1704, the first regular newspaper in the United States, the Boston New Letter, was first published. On this date, in the year 1800, the United States Library of Congress was established when President John Adams signed legislation to appropriate $5,000 to purchase such books as may be necessary for the use of Congress. On this date in 1969, singer Paul McCartney of the Beatles announced that there was no truth to the widespread rumor he was dead. That was 1969, and Paul McCartney is still with us performing in 2024. On this date in 1990, the Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, carrying the $1.5 billion Hubble Space Telescope. On this date in 1992, singer David Bowie and fashion model Iman were married in a secret ceremony in Switzerland. The wedding wasn't announced until more than a week later. On this date in 2005, Pope Benedict XVI was formally installed as leader of the Roman Catholic Church in ceremonies at the Vatican. On this date in 2018, streaming music services overtook worldwide sales of CDs and vinyl for the first time. Few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Shirley MacLaine, Oscar Award winner from Terms of Endearment, among many, many movies. She is 90 years old today. Another Academy Award winner and Emmy Award winner and Grammy Award winner, Barbara Streisand, turning 82 years old today. TV personality Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty is 78. Cedric the Entertainer is 60 years old today. Kelly Clarkson, first winner of American Idol, went on to her music career, now as a host of a TV show, the Clarkson Show. How old do you think Kelly Clarkson is?
Oh. I'd say probably in her late 30s.
She is 42. So I think she'd be happy to have you say she's in her late 30s. Also, actor Jack Quaid of The Hunger Games and The Boys is 32 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Administrative Professionals Day. It is Denim Day. I did not wear any denim today.
No, me neither.
It is Stop Food Waste Day, so don't waste food.
Very important.
It is International Guide Dog Day. It is International Noise Awareness Day. It is Pigs in a Blanket Day. Mm. It is New Kids on the Block Day. I have no idea why it's New Kids on the Block Day.
Oh, I remember that.
It is World Day for Laboratory Animals and World Meningitis Day. Mm-hmm. All right. It is time.
Yes.
Ian is red hot. He had been ice cold in our quiz for the number for the day.
Yep.
And then he got red hot. He got it right on Friday. Last week, he missed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then on Friday, he got it right. And then Monday of this week, he got it right again. And then yesterday, he got it right for a third straight day, tying his record. His record is three correct answers in a row on our quiz for the number for the day.
All right.
But today, you're going to try for four.
Yes.
Can you do it? And we got
sure, I hope so.
We got an interesting one here. I don't know if it'll be easy or not. Maybe it'll be easy. Maybe it won't be easy.
Okay.
But the number for the day is the... On this date in 1992 in London, a man named Terry Cole balanced a certain number of cigar boxes on his chin for 9 seconds and a new world record. But what? So the number is the number of cigar boxes that Terry Cole was able to balance on his chin for 9 seconds to set a new world record.
Okay.
Is the correct answer A, 220 cigar boxes? Is the correct answer B, 420 cigar boxes? Is the correct answer C, 620 cigar boxes?
Okay.
So 220, 420, and 620. How many cigar boxes was Terry Cole able to balance on his chin for 9 seconds to set a new world record?
Well, any one of these numbers would be impressive, but... Okay, don't overthink this. Okay, I'm going to say
620.
620, that's my final answer.
On this date, April the 24th of 2024 in London, I should say on this date, April the 24th in 1992 in London, Terry Cole balanced 220 boxes of cigars on his chin.
It was a small
for
number.
9 seconds to set a new world record. I thought you were going to go with a small number.
Honestly, I was going to go with the middle number, then I jumped to the biggest.
So close number. To setting the new record. So you're going to have to start all over again. The good news is everything else is gravy this week because you're already above the break-even mark, which is 33%, because you get three choices, 33%. You should get one out of three, you know, boom. You should get 33. You're already 40%, even if you get wrong Thursday and Friday. But
I still have a chance.
You can set a weekly record. I think you got three right 1 week. I think that's...
I did,
yeah. Yep, so three in a week is right. So you can set a record for the week if you can get four. So you got to get Thursday and Friday. All right, so thanks to our guests today, Bob Look and also Sean Wright. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow, and also we'll have our North Star Nose segment with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds at 8:34. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day.
And stick around. Coming up next, it is Matt and Air on Air right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.